This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Ryan Kilmeade is jumping on the line here. He will join us live in just a couple of minutes on 97.1 FM Talk. A rare Friday appearance, but I think it's been happening just a little bit more often where Brian's with us on Fridays just because his schedule is so booked up. A little bit later, right around 5:20 or so, Alex Rosenberger from MasterCars Inc. is going to join us over in Granite City. And he's actually at this car show that we're going to talk about. I talk about this every year. It's called Kicks on 66. It's an annual car show. So he just sends me a picture from the pre-party for this car show. And it is a 1.1... he's just taken this picture of this car. It's a $1.1 million Gunther Porsche 911. $1.1 million. So lots of very cool cars. Alex will fill us in on that. On the topic of cars, Kenny Wallace, NASCAR legend, good personal friend of the show. The NASCAR Cup playoff activities are taking place at the Worldwide Technology Raceway. Kenny is racing tonight in Peevely at Federated Auto Parts Raceway, and he's always fun to have on. Plus, an audio cut of the day coming up as well. Right now, Mr. Kilmeade, you hear him every morning here on 97.1 FM Talk. We'll talk about his Sunday night show as well that airs 9 p.m. Sunday night, St. Louis time, One Nation. Hey, Brian, how are you this afternoon?
Good, Mark. What's going on?
Well, I'm excited about football. I'm a big NFL guy. I know you favor the football from across the pond, but I was thrilled to see football back. We got the Chiefs in action from Sao Paulo. We had a member of the Eagles that spat upon an elite quarterback in Dak Prescott last night. What about that? I mean, just ridiculous.
And they got a pass really from the announcers who took it like a holding penalty. I was like, you know, what kind of discipline is that? Your best defensive player, and you spit on his jersey because they said Dak Prescott, you know, he was evidently harassing one of his linemen. He walked over there and he said, "You spitting on me?" I don't know, whatever. But of course, you got to get tossed out. It's terrible. I mean, you don't expect that from Super Bowl champs.
No, it was disgusting. And I think, you know, looking back at it, like you said, I think they may have gone a little easy on him. But he's apologizing, but I still think he's going to be punished by the league and maybe even by Nick Sirianni, his coach. We'll have to see. All right, what did you think? This might have been better than the NFL game, candidly. It was a pretty good first half last night. Not a great second half. But the hearing with Bobby Kennedy Jr. before the Senate committee yesterday, what did you make of all of those fireworks, Brian?
Amazing. You just said, you know, you went there, you got him confirmed, so don't worry about scoring points. He's confirmed, but you want him there because you're upset by what he's doing. So why not make him answer? Why not let him? I watched Senator Cassidy, I mentioned on the radio show today. He asked like 5 questions, and as RFK wanted to answer the second one, he said, no, I got more. Okay. And at the end, he said, I hope you'll answer me. He's out of time. So what? When do we get to hear his answer? You have five great questions. As a doctor, I can't wait to hear it. You're a Republican, so
you can't really say
he's going out of his way
to harass
him. So I was just amazed by people just trying to score points. I remember Senator Bennett, who wants to be governor. He goes out there and he's yelling, okay, what are you yelling about? You know, ask the question.
You know, J.D. Vance had an interesting tweet. You wouldn't ever see this from a past vice president, maybe not even again. He goes, when I see all these senators trying to lecture and, quote, gotcha Bobby Kennedy today, all I can think of is you all support off-label, untested, and irreversible hormonal therapies for children, mutilating our kids, enriching big pharma. You're full of blank, and everyone knows it. And you can go back to COVID with some of this as well. The problem is, and here's for me where the issue comes down, Brian. I don't like all of what RF Kennedy Jr., you know, believes in. I do have my own questions myself, but I also know, like much of the American people, and we've seen this on display, I don't trust the CDC. I don't trust a lot of these senators who are spitting out these numbers, et cetera. And I do think that he raises legit questions about the vaccine and how things evolved during Operation Warp Speed. So I have issues, but again, I can't put my trust in anything that the CDC says because they've, you know, been on full display as a group of people that you can't trust.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know where they're coming from. And now that they're questioned, they either quit, they storm out. One hops on CNN, says Robert Kennedy's lying. What he's trying to say is, I'm not giving these kids 50 shots anymore. We used to have three in the 60s. What changed? We were a lot healthier back then. We had this huge autism problem. Let's see if it's related at all. Maybe we should be spreading it out. Maybe we should be doing less. Maybe we should see some tests that are not run by pharmaceutical companies and run with placebos. So you could say, I get this, but instead they're supposed to accept it when you ask questions. We already know this. When you ask questions, people get offended. They fire you. They tell you to leave. They call you a denier or charlatan in this case.
Well, yeah. And, you know, I think that what's going to happen is, and I don't know if there'll be ever enough pressure that he would resign or anything because the president seems to have his back. But it would be nice to have a conversation. To your point, look, both sides do this in the hearings, Brian. You know this. They shout, they yell, they talk over one another. We barely can get any information. In this case, though, to your point, it would have been nice to hear some of the answers without the shouting and talking over one another, right?
That were good questions. I'm not looking to give up all vaccines. I'm not equipped to answer that question, but, you know, I don't know many docs who want to give up all vaccines, but I know a lot of people who are not comfortable with the, you know, giving a hepatitis B shot to a baby that's born and it's been over an hour and you hit them with 22 shots. I mean, does that make you feel good? No.
No.
Well, that's the way it's done. So let's question it. This guy's questioning it, and now people are going irate. So, I know the problem with vaccines, the challenge. So we have the whole class vaccinated, five kids aren't. They get measles. Sometimes they can beat the measles or somebody in your family. You carry the virus and you bring it to somebody in your family who's not vaccinated. That's how these whole things spread. That's why they need everybody on the same page, but it's just not practical.
Brian Kilmeade is back with us right across the river. Here is the state of Illinois. We got big old fat J.B. Pritzker. He may have lost a little weight. He might be on one of the pills, but he's strolling along Lake Michigan with a reporter a couple of nights ago saying, everything's safe in my city. Everything's fine. When we know the numbers tell the story quite differently. We've seen what's happened in, you know, Washington, D.C. I even heard, I believe on Fox this morning, David Axelrod weighing in on this, saying, look, this crime issue, it ain't going to work for the Democrats the way they're playing it right now next year in the midterms or in 2028 if they keep doing it. So Trump has the support, but I guess they feel like he's underwater on some of these issues right now with immigration. The polling has shifted slightly. So I guess they feel like they can do this.
Yeah, I guess they feel they can. We'll see. I think when it comes to crime, it's pretty clear that it looks like Trump has boxed them in. And I'm very curious to see, they have picked out the base already. If they just get that court case reversed, where they said that they're not allowed to put the National Guard in or the Marines, if that court case gets reversed, the president would go into Illinois. He doesn't want to put his people in there and then have some judge say, pull them out. That would be embarrassing. But right, that's why he's in the holding pattern now. He might just do Louisiana, where he's got a friendly governor and an unfriendly mayor in New Orleans.
Yeah, by the way, on that topic, I just wrapped this up this morning. Have you checked out the documentary on Netflix, the Spike Lee documentary on Katrina?
I have not checked that. No.
It's good. Look, it's Spike Lee. There's certainly some political points that are attempted to be made that I would probably shake my head at and, you know, roll my eyes. But overall, it really is a pretty good documentary. It's in three parts up there on Netflix right now. I want to play this to you. And I don't know if you use this on the radio show, but this is comedic to me. A week ago, you and I were talking. President Trump was all over television for days in a row. Then he goes a little quiet over the weekend. And Jen Psaki on MSNBC says this.
Look, we may never know why Donald Trump suddenly spent a week hiding entirely from the American public. But you don't actually need baseless online conspiracies to explain why he might not want to show his face in public right now. I mean, for starters, there's the polling, and boy, is it brutal.
Okay, I could go on with that, but she's just so full of it. It's unbelievable. For her to say, like, he goes quiet for an entire week, we've never seen a president in the modern era be this communicative with the press, with the media, with the American people, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, we see it over and over again. I think the one thing that you have with Trump is that the people talk about Trump's health. That dog doesn't hunt because, you know, even though he's not working out every day, you see him every day, three or four times a day. He'll sit there with the Polish leader and say, any questions? And we'll take questions for an hour. Please tell me what's unhealthy about that. Well, he's all over the place. He's been all over the place since 2015, since 2000. That's what he does. He kind of goes all over the place. That doesn't mean there's anything wrong. In fact, I think he looks better these 8 months than he did the last 8 months when he was here the previous time.
You mean just physically, overall?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no question. I mean, he definitely is thinner. I'll tell you that.
Are we heading toward another government shutdown? And here again is where the D's feel like they have some political capital a little bit more than they had in the spring.
Well, not really. I mean, I would think that Chuck Schumer might think that he's going to look good if they shut the government down, but I think it's going to make him look terrible, make him look inefficient. I don't know what the details are, but I'm pretty sure both sides do not want a government shutdown because I know Democrats don't, because it would give the president free reign to do a lot of unilateral things with or without executive orders. There's a whole bunch of rescissions he could put through himself. So I'm pretty sure that's going to be the heads to get them to do some type of deal.
Have you at all been following, and this is fascinating from a media perspective, the Barry Weiss, the Free Press, CBS News connection? Have you covered that at all?
Is it done?
No, but it's interesting. I don't know that it's something, but there's more than just rumors that, you know, CBS News is going to be spun and that Barry Weiss, who left the New York Times years ago and started the Free Press, might even run the news division over there. I mean, that would be rather significant in the changes that might occur with the legacy media, Brian, if that actually happens.
She's very fair. She's extremely fair. She's from the New York Times, quit there when it got weirdly biased. But if you look at the Free Press, I find it really good, really interesting. I think she's really fair. I have not met her, but CBS would definitely have a different approach. You know, they'd be forced to look at the other side. They wouldn't have little statement DEI soliloquies anymore. So that might hurt their morning show, which is way to the left. It doesn't even get many people watching. I think we beat them in 22 markets. And we're not delayed either. So, you know, they delay with the Today Show and all these other shows. So it'd be very interesting to see, because how much worse can CBS do on the nightly news? They're distant third. Distant third when it comes to the morning show.
Yeah.
I mean, how could they think what they're doing now is working?
Well, that's why I find it fascinating. I think it's something certainly to keep an eye on. What do you got going on for the Sunday night show this weekend?
Douglas Murray is going to kick us off. Michael Lawler is going to be on the show. Curtis Sliwa thinks he could still, there's a pathway for him to be mayor. Emily Austin will be with us. Tommy Lahren and Mike LaRosa, former chief of staff for Jill Biden. And then, so it'll be a big show, 9 o'clock your time, 10 o'clock Eastern.
Awesome.
On Sunday night.
Brian, have a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
Go get it, Mark.
That is Brian Kilmeade. You hear him every morning here on 97.1 FM Talk. I want to get into this Barry Weiss story a little bit more so people understand what's going on. Sue, I didn't really talk about it. It was literally on my list, on my sheet, you know, that I have here in front of me every day this week, or at least I think since Tuesday. But this is fascinating, and this could potentially be one of the biggest, I would say, just handicapping it right now, one of the biggest, one of the largest media transformation stories in modern history. And here's what's going on. You probably heard about the Paramount merger with a company called Skydance. So that was an $8 billion merger. Remember, there was a lawsuit that they settled with Trump, and a lot of people thought they only did that because they wanted to get this deal done with Paramount. So this is now called Paramount, a Skydance corporation. The CEO's name is David Ellison. So one of the things, or I guess I would say a couple of things that David has done when he's come in here in the post-merger era is they gave South Park a $1.5 billion deal to keep that up at Comedy Central. But now, you know, you also canceled Colbert, right? Okay, remember that.
Yeah.
Now, they're, and apparently there is a lot to this, and this may happen. They're going to buy the Free Press, okay? So this is what Dylan Byers at Puck News, who reports on media quite a bit, is saying. Now David Ellison has made some advances on another target, an acquisition of the Free Press, the defiantly heterodox news and opinion media entity founded by Barry Weiss. As you know, David has been courting Barry for almost a year and formally pitched her on acquiring the company at the Allen & Company conference in July. Those talks have progressed in recent days. I'm now told that the two sides have agreed in principle to a deal, and lawyers are hard at work finalizing a formal agreement. Hold on that. Just keep that in the back of your mind for a second. But let me talk about Barry a little bit, because the Free Press I recommend on a regular basis. It's the FP.com. It really seemingly, and I'll say this, I talked about the pigeon racing yesterday in the Washington Post. There's good journalism that takes place in some of these publications that I rip, even in the Post-Dispatch from time to time.
Sure.
But the Free Press has this independent streak that you won't see anywhere else. Now, they're not staffed in a way that every time you go on their website, you see new story after new story after new story. A lot of the stories, they live up there for several days, and the content kind of comes in a little bit more inconsistently. But they practice real journalism. And Barry Weiss is far, far from a conservative. She is a lesbian. Her partner works at the Free Press. They have a good slew of people that write opinion pieces. Now, I'll give you an example of some of the great journalism that they do. Franny Block was a guest on the show last week. Franny's one of the big, important reporters there at the Free Press. A lot of these reporters came from the New York Times. And the story that she told last week was just heartbreaking. There were a series of pictures that came out that the New York Times and other media entities used to show starvation in Gaza. But what they did is they left out the fact that some of the pictures of these terribly malnourished kids also had different diseases, different comorbidities. Oh. So it's a very dishonest form of journalism, which is practiced on a regular basis, and which is exactly why Barry left the New York Times to start the FP, right? But this is where it gets interesting. They say David's offer, this is what Dylan Byers says, David's offer for the Free Press is expected to be well above the site's most recent $100 million valuation, but well below the $200 million figure that was recently floated in the Financial Times. I guess they do $15 million in annual subscription revenue. Because it's very politically charged, they don't have a lot of ads on the Free Press, okay?
Oh, okay. Free Press.
And there's no tech stack, so it's on Substack, right? But she's going to get a lot of money 5 years after her departure from the New York Times. But this is where it gets interesting. What they are saying, what Dylan Byers is saying, is as part of the deal, I'm told that David plans to give Barry a role at CBS News that would, among other things, task his fellow millennial with guiding the editorial direction of the division.
Oh.
In other words, you might have someone who is absolutely pro-Israel. She's anti-woke. She's not a conservative, but she's certainly not a progressive. She calls out the wokeness, and she, you know, the way that Dylan Byers describes it, not to mention her broadly blank-kicking anti-establishment disposition, and he says it would inevitably inspire blowback from various corners of the newsroom, which, by the way, is happening right now. The reporting is that the people at CBS News are freaking the F out right now, and they're on a verge of a revolt. But I just want to put this out there because I think that this guy knows that something dramatic has to happen. CNN missed their opportunity.
Right.
They should have given Jennings a show. They should have redone the whole lineup, right? Because it's a miserable failure, and nobody's watching. And the only time they are watching is when the clips get out on social media of Jennings and the panel making Abby Phillips and the rest of them look like idiots, right? So they did have an opportunity to do something different and reform the nonsense that they do on a regular basis. They chose not to do it. It sounds to me like David Ellison wants to do that. Bringing Barry Weiss over to CBS News, that would dramatically transform one of the most biased news organizations in American history. written about the first time in a book called Bias by my friend Bernie Goldberg around about 1997. And that's where a lot of this stuff got exposed in the first place. I've been tracking media bias for three decades, mainly because of Bernie and his great book, which again was three decades ago. But this would be amazingly significant because it would potentially force CBS News away from indoctrination and propaganda and into, wait for it, hold on, I'm going to use a word here, actual journalism, which they do at the Free Press.
Wow. Keep your eye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hi, I like cars, Sue. You know that. I feel like I have a pretty nice car. I like driving fun cars and fast cars, but I'm by no means an expert. And by the way, one person who is an expert, Kenny Wallace, is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. But Alex Rosenberger from Master Cars, Inc., also an expert with his father, Gary. And every year, right around this time, Alex, how are you? We promote this car show that you're a big part of. How are you this afternoon? Happy Friday.
I'm great. Happy Friday to you. I'm in my element because I'm currently at the pre-show party for this right now, and the cars here are insane.
So this is, explain what the name of this annual car show is and where it takes place.
So this is the Randy Gorey Memorial Kicks on 66 Car Show. Randy was an attorney who passed away about 6 years ago now, 5 years ago, and we put the show on in his honor to raise charity. He was a very philanthropic community member, and everybody kind of really jumped in, and it's become a beast, that's for sure. We raise a lot of money for Backstoppers, and we get some great cars. It's a fun day, and it's kind of, we've had to expand it into the night before and post parties just because it's getting so big. And as I stand right now, like, I'm next to I think I even sent you a text of it, that Gunter Porsche. It's a $1.1 million Porsche. It's unbelievable.
Okay, so what makes a Porsche like that? It's a 911. What makes it $1.1 million? And then here's the other question about cars like this. Do people actually drive them on the roads? Or is it just something you keep on a trailer and you roll up to a show like this?
That one Yes. So when you get the big names in tuners like that, like a Gunter Works would be, yes, they absolutely drive in their driver cars. And that was driven here from Missouri. And it's here at Mossy Stone in Edwardsville right now. So it was pulled right in, wiped down, and on display.
Okay, but what makes it $1.1 million worth compared to another average Porsche 911?
It's real, real fast. Everything's custom on it. Suspension, motor, body, everything is pretty much one-off. It's one of 25 made.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. So what else, though? You sent me another picture. Like, what other kind of cars are rolling in? And are these mainly people who have large collections, or just could it be someone who has one cool car and they kind of show it off at the show?
At the show, it'll definitely be a lot of people who have one. This evening, for this pre-party, it seems to be like people are driving in with bringing family members and stuff that are bringing their other cars. I just walked by a Hemi Super B that was driven in, which that's crazy. You don't see those driven much anymore. But at the show tomorrow on the show field, there'll be over 600 cars. And those are, for the most part, seem to be, you know, they'll have one, maybe two cars, and they pick, you know, Sophie's Choice for tomorrow.
What are you bringing, anything that you have or that MasterCars has?
Yes. Yeah. We're bringing some great stuff. My dad's bringing his personal Blackwing, which is about a 700 horsepower Cadillac. It's unbelievable. We're bringing our GMC Typhoon. We're bringing a bunch of Corvettes. We'll probably have about 10 vehicles out there.
Awesome. And then guide people in is there a website where people can check out the information?
Yes, there is. It's kicks66.com. And it's in the event tomorrow is 11 to 2 at Ray Schoen Park in Glen Carbon, Illinois. And the Village of Glen Carbon's hosting it. They were very gracious, and they're great partners in this charity, too.
Tell me, I'm trying to pull up that website, and what am I doing wrong here for the...
Did I say .com? Kicks66.org.
Oh, I think that is .org. That's the difference. Yeah, that's all it was.
I'm geeked up over these cars.
No, that's okay, because I wanted to pull it up, and I wanted to make sure that we gave the accurate information, but yeah, it's just .org. Kicks on the number 66.org. You can hang out tomorrow, and are there still opportunities to be part of like the show tonight or the after party? Do you have to be exclusive VIP for that?
You do not. So this party is going on at the Mossy Stone in Edwardsville. It's open to anyone. And if you like cars and you like good food, it'd be a good place to pop in at. And then tomorrow is open to the public. Everything is completely free. There's no admission, no price to enter your car in there. There is food available for purchase. And then the after party at EXO in Edwardsville is open to the public as well from 2 to 6 p.m.
Will the Mizzou KU football game be on a big screen if I come out to the show?
Yes, that'll be everywhere.
I bet it will be. No, you were telling me, though, and I haven't been to one of these things. I promote it every year. You said this is a good year to come because it's really shaping up as an outstanding show with a lot of cool cars.
It is. It's we have a ton of people pre-registered. We have some of the best car clubs in the area. You know, the Porsche Club, the Ferrari Club. Those guys are going to have a big presence, and there'll be anything from, you know, a $2,500 car to like that one I just sent you, $1 million car. So there'll be that. It runs the gamut. I'm a car guy. I go to these things all the time. Yeah. And granted, I'm biased, but this is one of the best in the Midwest for sure.
Kicks on 66. Yeah, there you go. Kicksonsixty66.org. Alex, have a great time. Tell your dad hello. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, we'll see you. Kenny Wallace, a guy who knows a little bit about cars. He's coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Well, Sue, as you know, and many of the listeners know as well, even though one listener thought I was dead and that the station was covering it up, I took a fair amount of time off over the summer because of a mental health crisis. And there was a point early in July when I wasn't doing very well. And, you know, I was motivated to find help, and I had good, you know, psychiatric help that I'd had for the last 12 or 13 years. But I mean, I got to a point where you start thinking, man, are you ever going to feel, you know, better again? And one of the people that I love dearly in my life that I reached out to, and he reached right back out to me to see if he could help in any way, is the legendary Kenny Wallace, who's with us this evening to talk about some racing. But I first have to say thank you for your concern and your care and your conversations that we had. I guess that goes back 5 or 6 weeks. This is my fourth Friday. I've been on the air back now, Kenny, for 4 weeks, but I missed 5 weeks, if not a little bit more than that,
jeez,
with all that this summer, which is kind of amazing. How are you?
I'm doing good. First of all, I love you, and everybody deals with the same issues. I would say that I'm off-centered. You're off-centered. So it's off-centered people. We can really relate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
But it always helps to be a little, you know, I think Einstein or some of them people would say, hey, the weird ones are the smart ones, so, 'cause we think differently. But anyway, you're good. I love you, and we will get through all this.
Well, and I did get through it, but I know you were very concerned, and you reached out a couple of different times. You even called up to the Mayo Clinic because he had had some experience up there seeing if there was help. But I did get good help, and I had good help. And, I mean, even a week ago, you know, even about a week ago, I'm going to jinx it, I still felt a little wonky. So it's been a little bit of a long recovery. I got some meds that have probably kicked in. But, you know, in your sport, this comes up sometimes because I had a lot of empathy for Simone Biles when she went through that years ago. And some people were very confused by what happened, but she did not feel safe in doing her work because of the mental condition she was in. I had days where I didn't feel safe driving. I felt so disoriented. But, you know, in the game that you're in, you got to have your head straight all the time, or you could kill someone or yourself.
We all deal with it. Don't, if people tell you differently, they're insecure and they're lying to you. Everybody, my wife, she's juking around in bed, and I'm like, what's wrong with you? Oh, I got neuropathy. I think if I go to the casino, would have helped me. I'm like, yo.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. But no, you know, on a serious note, very serious note, everybody deals with these issues. You know, it has become more relevant in modern era with the cell phone and with all the technology. I once told, you know, listen, one of my very best friends in life, Lauren Wright. Lauren worked down there at Laclede Gas. The name changed to Spire. Put in 25, 30 years, got ready to retire. And we were in Chattanooga, Tennessee, running Boyd Speedway. And I noticed he was like in slow motion. And, oh, my God, he's full-blown dementia. He doesn't even know who I am anymore. Kim's aunt, Pat, she died of Lewy body dementia. So my question to some of my people is like, when did dementia become so popular? I just don't remember it, you know? And, of course, everybody's go-to as well, the cell phone, social media. Everything's
more popular now because now we know more about it. So that would be what I would say to you. Mark, you're not on an island by yourself. A lot of people go through what you go through, and people just don't talk about it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But you're incredible to talk about it. I admire you. Good job.
Well, I felt like I went on Monica Adams' show a couple weeks ago. I just feel like there is more relatability. It's amazing. And, you know, you and I talked about this a few weeks ago. Whenever I share the story and I get into some details, it's amazing how many people either have gone through something similar with anxiety or depression or have someone in the family or have, you know, and unfortunately, to your point, this happens a lot with young kids. You know, I've talked to a lot of parents, even people in my age group that have kids that are either in high school or they're in, you know, college or in their 20s. Some of this, I think, did have to do with COVID. COVID messed up a lot of people, but there's not enough mental health resources, and I don't know how you fix that, but again, I just appreciate the love and support that you gave me and so many other people did during those very torturous weeks. Let's talk some fun stuff here about racing. You're racing tonight down in Peevely, aren't you?
Go Canning.
I am. We're racing tonight. We're down in Peevely. Although, if anybody's got a weather app, I have a weather bug. So I am, you know, everything's good right now. We're concerned about, we see this storm moving across right now. You know, I don't know, 30 minutes from us. I hope it misses us, but it don't look good. But
that.
So we got $10,000 to win tomorrow night, but 2-day qualifying. So, tonight, there's 40 cars here, and I'm starting in the 15th front row outside, qualified 5th. All is good. But then, of course, you know, the big show is over across the river.
That's right.
NASCAR, the playoff races in town. See, how it's a lot of racing in St. Louis this weekend.
How would you handicap the playoff race in what's going on right now? Like Joey Logano, who is the defending Cup Series champion, he's a little bit below the cut line, isn't he?
He is, but, you know, here's the way it goes, okay? The playoffs just started last week, so there's a total of 10 races, right? It's a 10-race, but every 3 races, 4 drivers get thrown out. There's 16 drivers right now. There's 10 races, 16 drivers. Every 3 races, you know, 4 get thrown out.
Okay.
So right now, Coach Joe Gibbs, the Super Bowl champion, he went out on what everybody thought was a limb and hired this kid named Chase Briscoe, which is a good drive. But, you know, it's like, okay, oh, my God, this kid won one of our biggest races last week, Darlington, which when you win that, you're known as a great driver. A track that's too tough to tame. So he's locked in for the next 3 races. So the way I handicap it is, you know, kind of like to be the man, you have to beat the man. And you got the favorites. You know, you got Kyle Larson, Denny Hamlin, and, you know, the ones that they think are going to get knocked out first are already locked in. Like Chase Briscoe, he was supposed to be out.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. Yeah.
I like Denny Hamlin.
Yeah, upsets. Mm. Yeah, I like him, too, because he's controversial.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a little Kenny Wallace in him.
Yes, he does, Kenny.
Yeah, you followed it, you know. So you're good at following the NASCAR stuff,
yeah.
Is that because of Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Denny Hamlin, and he's a grown-ass man, Kenny Wallace. That's what else I like about him.
You're right, Sue. And here's what changed Denny. You know, Dale Earnhardt Jr. does not even race NASCAR anymore, but he's still our most popular driver. The people are intrigued by his late father, Dale Sr.
Yep.
So Dale Jr. has started this big media empire, him and a partner named Mike Davis. Well, they called me up. I'm part of it now. You know, we share, you know, some revenue and any conversation and Herm and Schrader, we got these shows.
Love it.
But anyway, Denny Hamlin does a show for Dale Jr. and it's called Actions Detrimental.
Huh.
Actions Detrimental is Denny Hamlin and another guy. And that's where Denny became mega famous because he would literally call out NASCAR. And it's like, wow. And he got fined, like, $50,000.
Whoa.
About 3 years ago. Yeah. But, you know, he's rolling and people are seeing a different side of him. People that did not like Denny like him
now. Not like him. Yeah.
They,
yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's cool.
So are you going to have any presence there at all this weekend? Sometimes you do, but because you're racing, are you not going to be over there?
Oh yeah. I'll be over there full force. So this is, first of all, a couple of things. I will be there. The Kenny Wallace Live show starts at 10 o'clock.
All right, that's what I thought.
Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the big stage. We're going to have Hal Mann's going to get us started off with the legendary sports song, you know, nah, nah, dun, dun, dun. You know, we'll get the crowd going. We're going to have Kyle Larson, Chase Frisco, Ross Chastain. You know, we're going to have a really good show. But I will say this, it's really neat. My daughters are over there making some extra money right now. They're a Ross Chastain souvenir trailer.
Love it.
Yeah, months ago they called and they were looking for some help. And my daughters are workers because
they're doing the
merch. Mom and dad. Yeah, we're Missouri people, man. We wanted to make some money. We're there. So the girls are over there. Go see Kenny Wallace and Kim Wallace's daughters. They're at Ross Chastain souvenir trailer selling merch.
Hey, Kenny, how was your garage sale? Can I ask that, just throwing it in?
Oh, yeah. It was 12 families.
I missed this thing. You got to explain what happened here.
Oh, my God. Sue, tell him.
I don't know the story.
He had, like, a massive garage sale, and it was 12 different families. Even Miss Kim put in some fire suits. Am I right, Kenny?
Yes. That blew up. So it was a normal good old garage sale. We did good. We had very little left. It went to... What was left was not much. Went down to Fenton to like one of those wholesale churches where you roll up, the men take it, and then they sell it. And so it's good money for the church. However, we had this thing called Kenny's Corner, which was my little area. And I finally talked him into getting rid of some of my great fire suits in my life. So we got some great advice. You know, you got to clean out. We had too much clutter. So Kim kept like 10 of, you know, Pennzoil fire suit.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, so it went really good. And, I mean, there was too many people there. And but it was a great success.
What makes something your favorite fire suit? The one that kept you from dying?
No, ones that made me happy.
Okay.
You know, no, this is good. This is good because it's like, hey, this fire suit I wore, I was at a turning point in my career, and, you know, I was kind of down and out, and then all of a sudden, Steve Park, this guy got hurt driving a really good cup car at the highest level. Kind of a David Freeze moment for me.
Okay.
Where, you know, I'm an okay driver. I get in the car, and it's a Cinderella story. I set quick time in the highest form of motorsports at Rockingham. Led the race, finished second. So that fire suit, Pennzoil.
Yeah, you remember that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we got about 10 of those, and, you know, we got great advice. And so Kim, laying in bed one night, getting ready to go to bed, and she just turns over. She goes, okay, I'm ready. And I said, for what? She goes, to let loose of the suits that don't matter. I said, all right.
Now, did you store those all in your garage, or did that in another part of the house?
When we left North Carolina... 27 years of racing in the highest form of motorsports. So these fire suits are about $3,500 each. Mm. You know, you can catch on fire. Of course, we don't want to, but they'll save you 7 seconds. Actually, Bill Simpson, years ago, if you ever Google this, Bill Simpson sets himself on fire. He does it at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And so, you know, racing's dangerous. So we wear fire suits, you know, so if, for any reason, something happens to us, we get gas on it, on us, it saves us. So, you know, but on the outside is your sponsorship logos. No different than the St. Louis Blues or the Cardinals have their logo, except we use the sponsor, the people that pay us. So all these fire suits throughout the year, and oh man, she put them in these like wax cardboard boxes. Mm. And when we unearthed them, you could still smell the dry cleaning. I mean,
dang.
They were like, yeah, she did good.
That is awesome. How did I miss that? When was that? A few weeks ago?
And it wasn't that
last
long
week.
Ago.
That
yeah,
was last week. All right.
And there was a huge line before anybody even got there, Kenny. They were all aiming for the fire suits.
That's amazing. Well, listen.
Let's go ahead.
Well, I was going to say we're going to wrap up, but you get final word. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say I want to thank the Jefferson County Sheriff. I felt things getting out of hand, so the night before, they had two police down at the mailbox, and it was a wonderful event. So thank you to the Jefferson County I guess it was
Sheriff's
Mr.
Department.
Marshak.
That's awesome. That is awesome. What I was going to say as we wrap up here is good luck tonight and tomorrow in Peavely. Kenny Wallace live at the track over the river on Sunday at 10 a.m., if I heard you correctly. It sounds like everything is good in your life. You are happy. And again, I really love you dearly for all the help that you gave me spiritually and emotionally a few weeks ago. And good luck tonight and tomorrow. We'll talk soon.
Love you, Sue. Love you, Mark.
All right. Take care. Kenny Wallace.
Kenny.
You know, see, one of the stories from the last couple of days had to do with Malcolm Gladwell admitting that he lied about trans athletes years ago.
Oh, that's right.
Because telling the truth destroyed careers, right? And he kind of had to come clean and say, yeah, I was bullied. But we gave him credit for that, right? We thought, wow, there's a bit of an epiphany. He's finally brave enough to say that. Well, J.K. Rowling, who is extremely outspoken on this issue, was having none of that because listen to her response. This is amazing. Gladwell's career wouldn't have been destroyed if he had been speaking out against the glaring unfairness, not to mention dangers, of allowing men to compete in women's sports. He'd have had to have faced a loss of approval from the cultural elite and received activist blowback, and even that wouldn't have come up with the tsunami of death and rape threats women face when they speak. Non-famous people, mostly women, girls, and gay people, have genuinely had their careers and indeed lives destroyed for saying what Gladwell was too
I can't even say that.
Pulsonymous to say she's a writer. She's smarter than me.
Me
and
too.
And Gladwell didn't lift a finger in their defense. Like many well-known liberals, he was happy to watch members of the great unwashed bullied, traduced and defamed, fine with the erosion of freedom of speech, comfortable with young women being robbed of sporting honors and facing serious injury because he valued his own standing and security more highly than acting on the feeble promptings of his conscience. She should really write for a living. She's really a wordsmith. A rash of condescending men will swarm my mentions when I post this to tell me that I should be pleased about Gladwell's cautious backtracking.
That's right.
No, he hasn't changed. He's merely sensed a shift in what it's acceptable to say and feels safe to align himself with the new consensus. Excuses for his previous behavior to the foray. He isn't an ally. He is a weather vane. Changing sides years late. He got roughed up here. I didn't look at it from this angle until JK kind of guided me in. Changing sides years late and only after you've realized the non-elite opposition is winning isn't a mark of integrity, but of arse covering. Those whose overriding focus is remaining in good odor with the crowd can never be trusted. Gender identity ideology has been the modern arts world McCarthyism, and all Gladwell has done is reveal himself as a man who'd have named names but felt a bit uncomfortable about it afterwards. Holy smokes. That was something else. So I think I'm looking at Malcolm Gladwell's mea culpa a little differently here after reading that from J.K. Rowling.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
So, I didn't have a bunch of selections today, but let's feature a St. Louisan in Jasmine Crockett, who is a congresswoman from Houston who, you know, just beclowns herself on a regular basis. And keep in mind that this is someone that said nothing about the guy who was literally slobbering on himself in the White House for 4 years and didn't even know what was happening around him. And now she's questioning Donald Trump's health.
Donald Trump's hand looked like it's about to fall off. I do think that we should have a reasonable conversation about what the 25th means and whether or not he is physically capable of serving, as well as, you know, I've already decided that he is mentally incapable, but clearly enough people are not listening to me.
So she's talking about the 25th Amendment. She's talking about the 25th Amendment with Trump. Not being, the guy doesn't sleep. He's on the phone at all hours with world leaders. He holds events with the media sometimes three times a day, but he's not physically fit to be president. But the last guy, he was fine.
Unbelievable.
He was unbelievable is right. Sue, have a great weekend.
You too.
Let's go Chiefs. The game is on tonight on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.